And at this time, we are visiting with Broken Bow Head Boys Golf Coach Riley Weems, who joins us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source. Well, Coach, we'll talk about the weather in a second, but before we get to that, let's just talk about you transitioning into the head coaching role for boys golf for Broken Bow this year. How has the transition went for you?
Oh, it hasn't been too bad. It sure has helped that my assistant coach is Gage Garnes, that works out there at the golf course, and he is really helping me out quite a bit because he played some college golf, and he's just has a lot to offer. He helps the boys out quite a bit, and he's helping me become a better coach for golf, which is something I just started doing just a few years ago.
Well, Riley, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you spent a year or two as an assistant for the Broken Bow Boys Golf Program, and I'm sure that just having that relationship and familiarity with some of the players has helped as well.
Yes, it sure has. I did help. I was the assistant last year for Eric Chancellor, and then I was an assistant for, 3-4 years under Ed Shea. So it has helped quite a bit. Being a part of the golf team for the last 5-6 years has really helped transition that into my relationship with the boys and the team as in general.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the weather. It hasn't been real conducive to going out and practicing golf. I know that there have been a couple of opportunities for you to at least get out on the range, I'm guessing, but just talk a little bit about working around that and maybe how weather has limited a little bit what you can do right now.
Yeah, the weather has really hindered us a little bit just getting out there and getting some swings in. We've been up on our simulator in the AB up on the wrestling deck, and then Gage has taken some boys out to Travis and Casey Johnson's. They have a simulator at their house too, and so we've at least been able to get in and get some swings on that. This last Tuesday and Wednesday was the first days we were able to actually hit the range, and it was nice to have all the boys actually be able to swing their clubs and hit the ball a little bit. And we're hoping the weather's going to straighten up because we're supposed to go to our first two meets this next week. So we're kind of hoping the weather straightens up so we're able to do that.
Well, I know that things like course management and practicing that you can't really do, obviously, until you get out on a course. So what are some of the things you're concentrating right now on, Riley? Is it kind of swing mechanics and things like that?
Yeah, right now, just on the simulator, we're just working on swing mechanics and making sure we get our swings down and just making sure the mental side of it kind of too. You know, the simulator shows the kids if they hit it not down the middle like they always want to, and it's just getting the boys back into the mental mind frame of, yeah, next shot, make sure you're going through your pre-shot routine, make sure you're swinging the way you're supposed to and not rushing things through. And that is something we can work on the simulator. So it has been kind of nice doing that. But it was nice to be on the range with all 14 boys and being able to, Gage and I were walking up and down the line and being able to give them instant feedback to work on their mechanics a little bit more.
Coach, let's talk about the makeup of the team a little bit. How many do you have out this year?
Right now we've got 14 boys out. We have three boys back with varsity experience. Zach Gaffney, he was on the varsity team the whole year last year, and he's a senior. And then two other seniors, Hagen Campbell and Lucas Bell, they each went to at least one varsity meet last year. So we're going to lean on those three seniors for sure. And then we've got a couple juniors in Dakota Baum and Gavin Wright that we're hoping can kind of step up. Gavin Wright has been on the track team for the last couple of years, so this is his first year golfing with us. And then we do have some other golfers, like Braylon Reinerson's a senior. He's been with us for 4 years. And we've got a couple sophomores, Gavin Carrizales and Austin Fox, that should be pushing to see who we can actually start taking to varsity meets. And then we do have four freshmen out, and a couple of them have never really played golf before, but they're eager to learn, and they're out there, and hopefully we'll get them better as the year goes on.
Riley, that's something I've always enjoyed about the game of golf, and there's some other sports like this too. You compete against other people, but you also compete against yourself, and it's just getting better as the season goes along, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And that's one thing that Gage and I both talk about with the boys quite a bit is, yes, we're out there, we're competing with the other teams, but you're competing with yourself. If you go out and you play nine holes and you shoot a 50, then the next time your goal is to just shoot a little bit better than a 50 and then just keep getting better as the season progresses. And that's what our goal is this year. Since we're not going to get to play a whole lot of golf before we start going to meets, we just need to get better every single time we're able to actually get out on the golf course.
Coach, about your schedule, is it pretty similar to what it has been in the past? I haven't had the opportunity to really look at it yet, but is it somewhat similar?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I don't know that there's a whole lot of change even from last year's. We're supposed to go to Gothenburg next Thursday, and that's just a duel between us and Gothenburg. They normally allow us to bring anywhere from 10 to 12 boys just to get out on the golf course. And then we do start going to varsity meets next Friday. We are supposed to take 5 boys to North Platte next Friday, and we're just hoping both of those happen. And then from then on, we do have a mix between varsity and JV meets. But, yes, it's pretty much the same as what we had last year.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking time to visit with us. We wish you and the Broken Bow Boys golf team the best of luck in 2023.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate it, Brent.
That's Coach Riley Weems joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.